What are the plans for the casinos this weekend?
Other than Borgata, the rest of the casinos are opening at different times tomorrow morning. Tropicana opens at 8 a.m.
What is it going to be like there?
It's going to be different than we've ever seen it, obviously. We've put our team members through a lot of training to understand, you know, what to look for. Masks will be mandatory to be in the property, so anyone in the property will have to have a mask on. You won't be able to sit at a slot machine next to someone you don't know. Every other slot machine will be shut down, basically. There'll be limited occupancy on the table games. There'll be dealers that have masks on as well, and you'll see plexiglass separating the players from the dealers to try to keep everyone as healthy as possible. You'll see a lot of sanitizer stations. You'll see more people than ever in cleaning protocols, wiping spots after somebody leaves a slot machine or a table game spot. You won't be able to eat or drink on the casino floor. You won't be able to smoke on the casino floor. All those things obviously were done in the past. But with the elimination of indoor dining, if you want to eat while you're here, you'd have to. We do have some outdoor dining opportunities at most of the properties. You can also go to our indoor restaurants and get takeout and take it to your room and eat it, or go out on the boardwalk and eat it. So we'll be able to accommodate people, but it won't be business as usual. You know, we won't have shows. We won't have our spas will be closed, things like that.
In terms of the table games, talk about plexiglass between the players and the dealers. What about between the different players?
Some will have that, some won't. There's different types of setups across town, and you can go to different websites of the properties and see exactly what they have.
The fact that folks can't eat or drink on the casino floor, let alone smoke, how do you think that's going to impact your business?
Well, I won't say I'm not disappointed in it, and it will impact our business. But we're starting, we want to walk before we can run. You know, at Tropicana, we're only using two of our five towers for rooms. So, you know, we're limiting the amount of people that are going to be here to begin with. It's going to slow down business. People want to eat when they come. It's part of the entertainment, and to have a drink while you're playing a game is important as well. So I'm not sure how it's going to affect us. You know, obviously it's going to keep some people away, but we still have a lot of people that are anxious to get back to some type of normalcy and see this as an opportunity to, you know, to get out and do some other things that they like to do.
Are you concerned without the eating and drinking that perhaps your business won't be viable?
Yes, that very well could happen, but we're hoping that we're the most regulated industry in the state. We're very good at following protocols. The Division of Gaming Enforcement audits us and makes sure that we're complying with rules that we establish. We have multi-million-dollar surveillance systems. We have more security personnel than any businesses in the state. We want to show that we can follow our rules, and hopefully in a shorter amount of time than longer, we will be able to get indoor dining at a limited capacity so that, you know, we can expand this normalcy.
What have you seen in other places where they have casino gambling? What have they done? What have other places done well? And what do you think you can improve upon based on what you've seen?
Well, we've already done some of that. You know, initially when we saw what was happening in our other jurisdictions, we were pushing to, you know, have masks up to the customer. We were going to mask the employees, but we decided masks should be mandatory everywhere. That was one of the things we've learned. But just in general, we've looked at different protocols that make sense, and we're comfortable that. And we have every protocol set from every state that's open, and we're very strict, and we're comfortable that we can keep people as safe as possible.
You're in a competitive business, but you've got a casino association that tries to keep everybody afloat. What kinds of things are you doing as an association to say to each other, hey, this is how we can make it work. This is the way we can salvage our industry.
Yeah, well, you know what? We generally spend, you know, one night a month together at a meeting. And now, during this time, we meet almost every day. If not as a full group, different parts or different leadership. We talk on the phone constantly. We worked with AtlantiCare, who's our local health provider here, to help us make the right determinations. We involved Unite Here, Local 54, who is most of our employers work for. We have the Division of Gaming Enforcement, Casino Control Commission. Anybody that has a stake in this has a seat at the table and has, you know, given us information that they thought would be helpful so that we do the right things, and the team has worked well together to provide that.
I want to ask you about employment. How many people did the industry employ before? How many did you expect you would bring back? And what is it going to be now based on the fact that there's no eating or drinking on the floor?
Well, I don't have all the exact numbers right now. It's about 26,000 people that we employ. There's a lot of people obviously were furloughed on unemployment. We'll bring back people based on our volumes. And, you know, unfortunately, yeah, you're right. The food and beverage folks are going to, you know, have to stay out for now. But again, we're just getting back to, you know, some form of normalcy. It's probably a third of the employees that normally are working on the property to start with.
If the governor called you and said, listen, we're going to let you self-regulate, what changes would you make?
Well, again, I think our protocols are such that, you know, we could offer more. We'd certainly like to offer dining. But listen, I support the governor. I mean, there's a lot going on in this, and, you know, they're in a difficult situation and trying to make the best decision for, you know, the safety and of our community and our team members and our guests. And, you know, that's our biggest, most important fact as well. So, you know, we'll hope that these numbers can get better and eventually we'll get back to normal and have increased patronage.
If you've got somebody in the city, New York City, North Jersey, they're thinking of coming to Atlantic City, they're not sure if it's safe, they're not sure if they want to make the trip, what do you tell them?
Well, I think it's safe. I don't think that it's, you know, whether you want to make the trip to get to an environment where you're not going to be able to, you know, eat and drink on the casino floor or indoor dining, you know, that's everybody's certainly their opinion and deciding what they want to do. But we'll be open for business, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. The properties are as clean as can be, and we have everybody working to eliminate as much risk as possible.
You're convinced the properties will be safe?
Yes.